any joking terms or old-fashioned terms people used to have?
Concerning black people? No, not that I know.
What would you call a child that's born from a racially mixed marriage?
Half-breed.
Okay. And what would you call a real light-skinned black?
In this part of the country, we refer to them as a white nigger.
How would they react to that term?
Oh, they wouldn't like it. They'd be insulted, white nigger.
What about a real dark-skinned negro?
In this part of the country, you refer to him as the East Texas nigger.
Why East Texas?
Because you find you... Well, this is old history, you know. They say, you know, your blackest ones are from East Texas. He's just a full-blood old East Texas nigger, because he ain't been nowhere else. You can tell he's born-reared right here. He's just an East Texas nigger. Which means that he's got every characteristic of meeting the qualifications of being an East Texas nigger.
They had a lot of slaves in this area.
Mm-hmm. One time. Right, sure did. Whole lot.
Never heard that.
Whole lot.
East Texas.
East Texas. That's right.
What did they used to call the man that didn't work for a long time ago?
Like on the plantation or something, plantation owner. Well, they'd refer to him as, I don't know, a boss, I guess.
And how would you normally refer to someone of our race?
You mean white folks, white people?
Any other terms for whites?
Caucasian.
What would you call white people that you look down on?
White trash.
Okay. Any other terms like that?
Poor white trash. No.
And is that very insulting?
Yes, it's insulting. It's the same as using the term nigger. It's the same. You can insult a nigger quicker by a nigger than you can a white person by white trash. I'll say that, but the terms are relatively the same.
The white trash should be used by both blacks and whites.
That's correct, right. And blacks will refer to some of their people that are not good as he's acting like a nigger now. See.
What about the term cracker or hoosier or redneck?
No.
You ever hear any of those?
No.
And what do you call the French people in Louisiana?
Cajuns.
Any other name?
Well, I heard them call coon.
Uh-huh.
Coon asses.
How does that word strike you? Is it joking or?
It's a joke. Well, in this part of the country, it's a joke.
Uh-huh.
It's a joke.
Are there?
He's a coonie. You see, I heard the word coonie. He's a coonie.
Uh-huh.
From Cajun country.
How'd they get that name, you know?
I don't have any idea.
And the Mexican people down on the border, any special names?
Spaniards? Spaniards is all.
You ever heard greaser or anything like that?
No.
And somebody who lives out in the country doesn't get into town much, and when he does get to town, you can just take one look at him and tell that he's from way out in the country. You call him a...
Mountain of Sticks, call him a... country, like a city puncher, no, you know, I don't know. Call him a,
Do you ever hear hayseed or?
No.
Backwoodsman or hillbilly or?
Hillbilly. Of course, hillbilly, you're referring to in Arkansas terms, out of the hills of Arkansas, hillbilly.
Where? Around the Ozarks, you mean?
Ozarks, yeah. But in this part of the country, you don't use the word hillbilly. It's not popular, not for people here. You just call him a country hick. Country hick, that's the word I was trying to think of. He's a country hick.